Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding fasting. As you know, this is the month of Ramadan, and to be more specific, tonight is the second night of ordainment. As you know, the night of ordainment or the night of Qadr is a night which is very important in the Islamic calendar spiritually. This is a night where everything that's going to transpire in our lives the next year is written down. And also, this is a very spiritually opportune time for us to make repentance. The doors of repentance are open up tonight. And when we make repentance tonight, it's very easily accepted. Our sins that we committed in the past year, we can take the chance tonight. We can use this night to ask forgiveness for God and to repent so that these sins will be forgiven. And also ask Allah to give us a good destiny and decree for the next year. And also thank Allah. We should thank Allah that He gave us the opportunity to live another year to witness this night. This is a very, this is something that people don't take into consideration. A lot of people didn't make it to this night. You know, they died before. They got to this night, and we were given the blessing of witnessing this night this year. A part of worshiping Allah in this month and taking up the chance and using this night is fasting the next day and the day previous to it, right? You know, it's not enough for us to just come to the mosque and or the center and perform the amal and the actions that are prescribed in this night. It's also necessary for us to fast both the day before and the day after, right? Otherwise, what's the purpose of it? In virtue of fasting, we read the following in the Holy Quran. O you who have faith, prescribed for you is fasting as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may be God-wary. Echoing the same theme, the Holy Prophet is reported to have said, fasting is incumbent upon you, for verily it severs the roots of desires and removes wildness from you. When we fast, the desires, the evil desires and passions that we have, their roots are, taken out from the soil and the ground of our souls. But it tames us. It helps us, get control over our passions and become spiritually strong. Similarly, the Prophet is reported to have said, "No sooner does a fasting person come upon a group of people eating, then his limbs glorify Allah on his behalf. The angels invoke blessings on him, and this invocation of theirs is counted as seeking forgiveness on his behalf." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of fasting in the words of the Holy Prophet. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.